At the end of Parshas told us, so the Yishma Yaakov El Aviv. Yaakov listened to his father, Posuk Kaf Zayin, Posuk Zayin, the Elimo, and to his mother, the Yelech Padena Aram, went to Padan Aram, the Sade of Aram. Padan is Belosh Yishma Sade, field. Vaya Esav, and Esav saw Ki Ra'ot Benot Kanaan Bnei Yitzchak Aviv, and Esav saw that it was bad that the daughters of Kanaan in the eyes of his father Yitzchak. Right? So just as Yaakov was being sent to go and get married, right? Esav also went to go and get married. Now Yaakov was going to Chutz Laaretz, here we see. We're going to see in next week's parasha. V'yelech Esav el Yishmael. And Esav went to Yishmael. Yikach et machlat bat Yishmael. And he took machlat bat Yishmael, ben Abraham, achot Navayot, the sister of Navayot, al Nashav, on his wives, lo le'isha, to a wife. Now, there's a lot here. It says, why it says, Achot Navayot? We know that, Rashi says. She's the daughter of Yishmael. She's also the sister of Yishmael's son. So it says, Yishmael died when Esav did Yud with her, i.e., and therefore, his brother Nevayot married her off. And then it goes into, Rashi goes into, from this we learn from Esav's age, and we learn that Yaakov went to Shem Ve'eva for 14 years where he learned Torah. And that's sort of in between this parasha and the next parasha. Because the next parasha speaks about Yaakov going out to Golus. It says, Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harano. Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harano. Be'er Sheva is brought down, a Be'er is a fountain of water. It represents the Malchus. It represents Sheva because it's the seventh of the spheres, seventh of the, how you say, the seven Midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The seventh of them is Malchus. So Yaakov went out from Eretz Yisrael, which is from Midah Malchus, the Yelech, and he went to Charana. We know from Charana, Charon Af of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know from that Charana represents Chutz Laaretz, but represents a place, doesn't represent a good place, but it's a place of anger of Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e., represents a place of din. So Yaakov went from Eretz Yisrael to a place of din. And that's Lavan. That's when Lavan. You see there, this whole week's parsha is the building of the Jewish people when Yaakov went to Lavan, right? The two daughters, Leah and Rachel, right? And the having of the Shvatim, the having of the children, and as soon as Yosef was born, there was more or less a completion of these seven levels. And it was completed in Eretz. He left Chutz Laaretz in order that the completion would incur in Eretz Israel. And then that was with Binyamin. And Binyamin was born, Metalai, there, she died, Rachel died in giving Binyamin. That's what's called Ben Oni, and the son of my pain or my affliction. And Binyamin is the completion of the Shvatim, and therefore had to be born in Eretz Yisrael, because that completion could only be taking place in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's basically in a rough idea of the parasha. Now, we see that it says Vayetze Yaakov. So Rav Moshe Shapiro said that here is the makor for the Golus of Yaakov. And since it says Vayetze, Vav is Vav Achibur, it connects to the previous parasha, so we know that the reason for the Yetziah of Yaakov was Esav's connection to Yishmael. So Esav connected to Bat Yishmael. Okay. I want to explain this, I'll explain to you now a little bit. The final Golas, when Yaakov goes into Golas, is the Chibur of Esav to Yishmael. Esav is the male, the Zachar, and Yishmael is the Nekeva, the female. What does a male and a female mean? These are concepts. Every man has a male-female concept. Every woman has a male-female concept. More female than male, obviously, right? Everything is made with male-female concept. It's a concept. The concept of male, Zachar, I mentioned this many times. Zachar comes from, the Gemara says above Rasa, when they said Zachar or Zecha. Zachar means male, Zecha means remember, memory. Memory is something which has potential. It doesn't have any form, only has potency. The Zachar represents potency. The female, the Nekeva, right? It's Loshon Chazal. Loshon is a Loshon of Nekeva, means Nekev, means whole. That's to hold that potency. That's to accept that potency and be the expression of that potency. So the concept of Zachar is a concept of expressor of potential, potency, and the concept of the Nekeva is the expression of that potency. So when we see the connection of the Zachar of Esav with the Nekeva of Yishmael, that means that the potency, the Shoresh, the source, is Esav, either source of the Golas is Esav, and the expression of that Golas is going to be done through Yishmael. That's the Nekeva. Okay, so that, and that causes Yetze Yaakov. That causes Yaakov going into Golas. Okay? So, in order now to understand the final Golas, we have to understand previous Golas. Okay. So let's go to Toldos, Parsha Yitches, Parsha Kafvav 26, Pasuk Yitches. V'yashav Yitzhak v'yachpo et be'erot, right? Hamayim, the wells. Be'erot Hamayim always represents, like I said before, Be'erot Hamayim always represents the Gilui of Malchus, the revelation of Malchus in the world. So therefore, the place of that revelation is the Beis Hamikdash. So the Ramban here says that these psukim are ramazim to the three Bati Mikdashim, Asher Chafru Bimei Avraham, which were dug in the times of Avraham Aviv, Yistamum. So he mentions Avraham Aviv, because the first Be'er, Yistamum Plishtim, Plishtim closed them. Achrei Mot Avraham, Vikra Lehem Shemot Kashemot Asher Kara Lehem Aviv. And he called them names which called his fathers. The first Beis Hamikdash was Keneged Avraham. That was the first Beis Hamikdash, Keneged Chesed. Therefore, the Averas of the first Beis Hamikdash were Shvichus Damim, Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah. All Psolos of Chesed. Bad concepts in Chesed. When there's an extension of a person's Gvul, that's Gilui Arayos. It can also be Shvichus Damim. The person gets angry, extension of his Gvul, extension of his border, and Avodah Zarah. Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael didn't serve Avodah Zarah only to allow them illicit relationships, which is also a form of Pseudot Chesed. It's basically the concept of Yishmael. Yishmael has those things. V'yachpuru avdei Yitzchak b'nachal v'yimtzu sham be'er mayim chayim. Now they dug again. V'yarivu roe gera im roe Yitzchak. Here, they didn't just close it, there was fighting. Le'mo lanu amayim v'kra shem habe'e eshek. They call the name of the bear fighting, Ki Tashku Arno. They fought with him. So that's the second. Right? No. This is the Viyachru Bear Cheret Viyarivu Gamale Vikra Shma Sitna. They call it Sitna. Okay, so this. Sorry. These are the three Beirot. The first one, Vistamu. Itashku imo is the first one, sitna is the second one. Viatek misham yachfu be'acheret, ulo ravu ale. There was no argument on it. Vikra shema rechovot, wideness. Viyomea ki ata yechiv Hashem lanu v'farinu be'aretz. That's the third basic mikdash, rechovot. That's connected Yaakov, right? This person who keeps Sudish Nishis, the Sudot, has Nachla Bli Mitzarim, without any bounds. That's connected Yaakov. There's no boundaries. You won't have Chevle Mashiach, won't have, how you say, the trauma, the hard things of Mashiach. Anyway, that's not important. So, the kitzur, there's three Be'erot here. One, Keneged Avraham. Second one, they fought on Sitna. And it's hatred. That's why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because of Sinat Chinen. That, because of hatred for no reason. And then the third Be'er was the Be'er, which is not going to be any fighting over it. That's going to be the final Beis HaMikdash, which is Keneged Yaakov or Chovot. Okay, so it says... Now it says as follows. We have three times period. We have the goddess of Avraham, the goddess of Yitzchak, which is the goddess within, that's the goddess of Esau, and the final goddess, which is going to be the Chibur of Esau. We're still in goddess Esau. We're still in goddess of Esau. The Chibur of Esau, but it's going to be, the expression is going to be Ishmael. Now let me explain. And then we're going to have the final Be'er, which is going to be the final Be'er of Yaakov. The Ramban here in Chumash says that these three Be'erot are connected to Shloshe Batim Mikdashim. So, Lecharu, we've passed the goddess of Ishmael, that was the first Beis HaMikdash. We're in now the second goddess, which is goddess of Esav, which is connected Yitzchak, which is the second Beis HaMikdash. And obviously you can understand Sinat Chinam, the concept of hatred, is the concept of Din. Right? All of these are concepts of Din. The Din of Chesed or Din of Gvura. And the final Beis HaMikdash has to come about when there's a synthesis of the two goddess. There's a synthesis of Esau with Ishmael. Now, Ishmael, we know, was the psolet of Avram, was the... He said, so the bad aspect of Avraham. Esav was a bad aspect of Yitzchak, i.e., the bad aspect of Din was Esav. Yishmael is a bad aspect of Avraham, of Chesed. Yaakov, who's Bechir HaAvos, who's the most shalem, the most complete of the Avos, who's Midas Tiferet. Tiferet means beauty. Why is it called beauty? Because beauty is whenever you have a synthesis of opposites, you have beauty. So by Yaakov, you have a synthesis of Din and Chesed, and therefore you have beauty. Right? So the final Beis HaMikdash is going to come about when we have that synthesis of beauty. Now, in order for that to be brought back, brought out in us, so you have a synthesis of Ra. You have a synthesis of the Ra in the world. What's the synthesis of the Ra? So the synthesis of Esav with Ishmael. A synthesis of the Psalot of Din with the synthesis of Chesed. Chesed is always the thing that's going to be expressive. So therefore Chesed is the female, the expressor. Din is always in Machshava. Din is always in thinking. Because Din means Allah Ba'akarish Baruch Hu. Allah B'machshava, he went into his mind to create the world. Al pi midas adin. This is Rashi in the beginning of Chumash. He went into his mind to create the world. Pi midas adin, called midah of complete justice. Shitef imo midas harachamim. So the actual world was created bihi baram, ba'avram, b'chesed. The actuality of creation of the world is the world of expression, the world of chesed. Olam chesed yibane. The world is a world of chesed. It's created, it's because of the world of expression. But Allah B'machshav to create the world in Din means that the world will come to its final tachlis, its final form, which is that will be Omed B'din, will stand in Din, according to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is Yom HaMashiach. That means there'll be a judgment on all our actions in all our times. Yeah? So that's what it means. Din always means when a person thinks to do something, right? There's a thought to do something before he actually does it, right? Din means a tachlis, a purpose. The edge of something is always the corner of something, is always the boundary. The boundary, din means dayo, enough, sufficient, means the edge. Boundaries always represent din, means to be magdir something, to put a boundary on something, means to what's it called, to encompass it, envelop it. That's din. Dayo, sufficient. Now, where does the koach of Esav come from? And where does the koach of Ishmael come from? The koach of Esav, we know from the beginning of Parashas told us, comes from the brochas, the blessings that his father gave him. Yaakov Avinu were given the brochas, yeah? And Esav was given the brochas. Yaakov's brochas were given by din. Says,
can you tell us the verse?
Yeah. V'yitein lecha, posuk kavches, kavzayin kavches, v'yitein lecha elokim, mitala shaman yishmane haaretz, v'rod dagan v'tirosh. Right? V'yavducha amim, yishtechavu lecha l'umim, gvir, you'll be a gvir to your brother, you'll be on top of your brother, Esav, yishtechavu lecha b'nei imecha, and the children of your mother will be bound to you, orecha rum, v'orecha baruch, right? Those of you curse will be cursed, those of you blessed will be blessed. Rashi says the brachas of Yaakov were given bedin. Shem Elokim is din. That means if Yaakov remains as Yaakov, as Bechir Avot, if Klal Yisrael remain dovuk to Torah and mitzvahs, connected to Torah and mitzvahs, they'll get the brachas. Esav brachas, when Esav came in, the brachas that he got very, very different. It says, V'yayan Yitzchak Avi V'yomen, this is about Esav. Elav told him, V'nei mishmane ha'aret yeh moshavecha, from the fat lands of the world will be the place where you live, U'tal ha'shamayim me'al, and from the tal, from the dew of the heavens from above, ha'chobecha tichyeh, on your sword you will live, v'tachicha ta'avod, and your brother you will serve. Vayakashet Tarid, when Yaakov goes down, i.e. he doesn't do terrible mitzvahs, Ufarakta ulo me'al tzvarecha, and you remove his yoke from on your neck. Vayistom Esav et Yaakov, and Esav hated Yaakov, ala bracha asher berecho aviv, which his father blessed him, v'yom Esav libo, and Esav said in his heart, Yikrevu Yemei Evel Aviv, comes close the mourning of my father, but I'll pass away and I'll kill Yaakov Achi. So from here we see the fight between Esav and Yaakov. It's a fight, an eternal fight, over the brachas. Esav has no control over Yaakov, so long as Yaakov is connected to Torah mitzvahs. When Yaakov removes his connection to Torah mitzvahs, all the anti-Semitism, all the hatred, all the bad chas v'shalom things happen to Sonei Amshel Yisrael. That's in the brachas of Esav, that's his koach. Okay? So now, that's the koach, and that's the koach in his final koach, the koach of Esav. At the end of Pasuk Vayishlach, Esav asks Yaakov, come with me and we'll go together. And Yaakov answers it back and says, the son is weak, and I'll meet you later on in Seir. The end of days in Seir, that'll where he'll meet him. But you see that in the final galus is when Esav offers Yaakov to be with him, for Achva, in friendship. That's the time of the Askalah. We're living in the age of the Askalah, where Esav opens his doors to Yaakov. And then, the Chumash tells us that the children are weak, and that, chas v'shalom, we're going to fall in the pitu, the seduction of Esav, and follow his ways. And that's the final goddess. That's where Esav gets us. The other sources comes when Yaakov, right, gets his name Israel after he fights with the Malach of Esav. And then Esav touches him Begidah Nasheh. Begidah Nasheh is near the loins, right? So from that, Chazal, there'll be, at the end of days, there'll be a weakening of Yaakov's loins. What's his loins? His feet. The feet of a person are that which has mamid him, which makes him upright, which stands him up. So Yaakov represents, Chir Avos represents Torah, that's who Yaakov represents. So we call Torah Rachmana, it's Torah. So Yaakov, Midas of Mercy, Midas of Tiferes, the middle middle, Din and Chesed, synthesis of Din and Chesed. So Yaakov, who represents the Chir Avos, will, his Amudim, his, that which he stands on, will be weakened. What's that which he stands on? It's the Gemara, so the Midrash says, Tom Chei Deraisa, those who support Torah. The people who support Torah at the end of days will be fewer. And they'll be, and the people who are learning will be learning with much more Mesiris Nefesh, with much more, how you say Mesiris Nefesh? Much more
giving
himself for the Torah in order to learn the Torah. That's one thing. The other thing that's brought, and Herschel also brings this, is that Yaakov Avinu will be touched in that place. That's the place of the loins, that there'll be, that's a place of connection. Right? That's a place of connection. There'll be a problem with Yaakov's connection. What does that mean? It means that there'll be, the world will be a world in which there will be promiscuity. And the Jewish people will be tested in this area of promiscuity. Okay. Now try and understand both things. Both things come together. The Ramban says that there are Shivim Umot, there are 70 nations, and each nation has a Sar, each nation has a Malach, an angel. And that angel gets its Koach from the Averis of Klal Yisrael. So, this is a hint of the Averis. The Gemara says that Esakavin of Arias came to the world, Gemara and Kiddushin. 10 measures of illicit relationship came to the world, and 9 of them took the Arabs. So we see the illicit relationships as associated with the Arabs, the Arab world. And their koach comes, and it fits, with the final era. It's going to be an era of promiscuity, and from that koach, they're going to get their koach. So you can have Ishmael is going to get his koach from that Avera. We see that Esav, his koach, is what? When Klal Yisrael don't follow the Torah, then Esav gets the brachas. What's the brachas? The brachas without any condition. The brachas of the physical world. Money. The physical world. That's what Esav's about. Esav builds bridges. Esav makes shvakim. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Esav, it's Rome, right? Rome is just a continuation of Esav. And it's all to collect taxes, to enjoy their pleasures, bathhouses. Esav fixes the world. Esav makes the world in order. But he does that for the purpose of mining finance. So Esav's koach is to enjoy the physical for the physical. That's Esav. So Esav gets that when Klal Yisrael go away from the Torah, when Esav can convince, can seduce Klal Yisrael to come and be like him, assimilate and be like him, then he gets the physical brachas. That's why Klal Yisrael don't have Tom Chei Deraisa, because the money goes to Esav. It doesn't come to Klal Yisrael, it doesn't come to Yaakov. So those are the two Averis, Keneged, Esav and Yishmael. And that's the final goddess. So those two things happen. Okay. So now, where does Yishmael get his koach from? So Yishmael gets his koach from two places. The first place is the bracha of Avram. So Avram Avinu, after Sarah told him that he wanted to send away Yishmael and Hagar, right? Avram Avinu davened. Vayomer Avram el Elokim. This is Yud Zayin, Yudches. Lu Yishmael Yichiel Fanecha. Halavai, should it be pleased that Yishmael will live in front of you, B'yiratecha. What do you mean in front of you? Where's in front of you considered? In front of you is Eretz Yisrael, where the Beis Hamikdash, Mokom Hamikdash. So Avraham Avinu gave Yishmael this koach that he'll have the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael, B'yiratecha, with the fear of God. So that's Yishmael's koach. The brach of Rav. That's the one koach of Yishmael. The other koach of Yishmael is, right, that he had the bris milah at the age of 13. And then we go into, if you remember the Akedah, that Yishmael argued with Yitzhak, and he said, I had my milah when I was 13 years old. You had a milah when you were a child, says Yishmael. So Yitzhak said, if the Kodesh Baruch would ask me to sacrifice my whole self, I would do it. And then the Satan came, and then you had the Akedah. That's Rashi says that. So okay, so the koach of Yishmael is this bris milah. Connected that koach is the Akedah. Okay, but the koach of Yishmael is this bris milah. Now there's a Zohar at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Zohar, this is a famous Zohar. It's a midrash. Bavu milah hahi shebehem, because of the milah. They got, right, the milah of Yishmael. They got Chelek lemata be'eretz hakdusha. They got a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Because just as the Mila is b'makom kadosh, is in a holy place, that's a place of kedusha. Like Rashi says, kedoshim to you prushim min arayis, separate from physicality. Atidim bnei Yishmael l'shalet be'eretz hakdusha. In the future, bnei Yishmael are going to have dominion in Eretz Yisrael. Kishu reka me'akol zman rav, when it's free from everything. Kamo shamila shalem, rekanit b'li shleimut. But it's empty without shleimut. V'hem yakvu l'bnei Yisrael m'leshuv l'mkomam. They're going to prevent Klal Yisrael from coming back to their place. Atish tichle schuta hi shal b'nei Yishmael. Until the schus of b'nei Yishmael will finish. V'atidim b'nei Yishmael l'ore milchamot chazakot ba'olam. In the future, they're going to make major wars in the world. V'itasfu bnei Edom aleihem, and bnei Edom, which is Esav, is going to come on them. V'itgaru milchama behem, and they'll have wars with them. Achat alayam, one on the sea. V'achat alayavasha, one on the land. V'achat samuch liYerushalayim, one close to Yerushalayim. V'shatu elu be'ele, and they will fight this with this. V'eretz hakdosh shelo timsal bnei Edom, and Eretz Yisrael won't be given to bnei Edom. Bizmanahu yit orer am echad, misofa olam, will come one nation from the end of the world, al Roma harasha, on Rome harasha, vidgaba milchama shlosha reachim, they'll have a war for 3 months, vitasfu shma amim, and there'll be a gathering of people there, viplu biedehem, and they'll fall in their hands, ad shitasfu ko bnei Edom ale, until all of bnei Edom will come there. Mikol ketzei haaretz, from all parts of the world, could be the UN, I have no idea. V'az yit'orer HaKadosh Baruch Aleihem, then HaKadosh Baruch will come on them. V'zeh shekatuv ki zevach la'Hashem batzra, there'll be slaughter to Hashem in batzra. V'achar kach ma katuv lechoz knanfot haaretz v'yichrit lebnei Yishmael mimena, and Bnei Yishmael will be destroyed from it. V'shve kol hasarim shalehem lemala, and all their sarim, all their ministers, their spiritual ministers, there won't be any of the sign for the Umot Olam, they'll be destroyed. Ela Hasash Yisrael Bulvada, only the minister of Klal Yisrael. Vazmanahu Katuv, Ki Az Efocha Amim, Safa Brua, and then I'll place on these people a clear language, the Kro Kulam B'Shem Hashem, everyone will call B'Shem Hashem, Ay Yimot Mashiach, Lavdo Shem Echad, it's served with one name. Ktuv B'Yomahu, that day, Yashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. And that day, the Baruch Hu's name will be one, he will be one, and his name will be one. Okay? So that's the Gro adds here an interesting thing. When the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, so they've taken with them what's called the Erev Rav, the mixed multitude. So they weren't proper Gerim. But since they wanted to come Tachat Kanfei Hashchina, they came Tachat Kanfei Hashchina. Miyirat ha nisim, because of the fear of the, how you say nisim, the plagues, right? And all the half of the Klal Yisrael, so they came tachat kanfei Hashchina. But it wasn't a proper gerus, it wasn't a proper conversion. So says the Groh, these people will also have to be paid for their little rotzen, that little bit of good that they did, that they wanted to come tachat kanfei Hashchina. So since they wanted to come to be part of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the holiness of Klal Yisrael, but it wasn't proper, and therefore they weren't proper geirim, but the stat rotzen has to be paid. So when is it going to be paid? So says the Groh, at the end of days, the Erev Rav are going to have dominion in Eretz Yisrael. These are Jewish people who have no connection to Torah, and they're going to have dominion in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to have dominion over the Jewish people. And that's how we are going to be paid. Pay them back for their wanting to come to the Jewish people. And then they will be menichla. Then when Mashiach comes, they will also go. But that's
where they'll be destroyed.
Yeah. So we're going to see. If you want to talk about current events, I mean, I'm just telling you that's what's written. Those are the things that are written. Yes. But back to Chumash, we see that what did Yaakov do before he went to the Golas? And that teaches us what we need to do when we go into this Golas, the final Golas. Since the final Golas is the connection of Esav with Ishmael, Esav, which represents Din, the bad part of Din, which Ishmael represents the bad part of Chesed, and it's a synthesis, i.e. the expressor of this Golas is going to be Ishmael, but the person behind it, making all the problems, is going to be Esav. So since that's the form, it's a synthesis of Chesed and Din, the Ra of Chesed and Din, the Psoled of Chesed and Din, the only person that can accomplish against them has to be a synthesis of Chesed and Din. Who's that? That's Yaakov. Who's the synthesis of Chesed and Din? The synthesis of Chesed and Din is Rachman, means Rachmana. So Yaakov, before he went to this Golas, Chazal tell us, he went for 14 years to learn Torah in Shem Va'eva. So, in the final Golas, the only people who are going to be free of this Golas are those people who are Dovuk Torah, those people who are connected to Torah. If a person in the final Golas is connected to Torah, just as we saw with the Golas of Mitzrayim, all the Golias are payment that we didn't finish the Golas of Egypt, the exile of Egypt. In the exile of Egypt, the only people that were not enslaved was Bnei Levi. Levi represents Tiferes. Levi represents Terah. She was the third child. Reuven was Chesed, Shimon was Din, Zizar, and Levi was Tiferes. Okay? So Levi represents the Semel of Terah. Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov. He teaches Mishpatecha LeYaakov. Moshe was from Levi, Aaron was from Levi. But the Torah of the Klal Yisrael, the Kesher to our Creator, came from Shevet Levi. If we, and the Rambam, the end of Hilchah Shemitah, says, because that's the purpose of Shemitah, the Shemitah year when we don't do any work, we're supposed to be sitting and learning. So that's the purpose of the Shemitah year. And he says, not only Shevet Levi Bilvad, Elakol Baye Olam, anyone can come and learn Torah, and can be nigdash kedushas Hashem, can be holy in the holiness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's open to everyone. Everyone can be nikra Shevet Levi, everyone can be called this Shevet Levi. So the solution to the final Golas can only be with those who connected to the Torah, and that's why it says that if we don't want to have Chevle Mashiach, right, so this is the way that a person doesn't have the Chevle Mashiach. Now, since something happened to the Jewish people recently, something very, very sad, I'm going to mention Midrash, which fills all this together. Esav, Archarbecha Tichye, on your sword you will live. That's what we just read, the Pasuk. Yishmael doesn't have a sword. When Yishmael comes to Klal Yisrael with a sword, it's not his own sword. It's the sword of Esav. That's what we explained. That when Esav connects with Yishmael, Yishmael is just the expression of the Zachar of Esav, the male of Esav. Yishmael is just the expression of Esav in the world. So, when we understand that, we understand that all these things that are happening when Yishmael are coming and doing things in the world, it's through through Esav being behind it. So there was a midrash in the Parshas, Hashavuot, Parshas told us, that says that Esav told Yishmael to go and kill Sonem Shel Yisrael, to go and kill Yaakov, and Esav's kavana was, right, as I heard from Michal Zilber, Esav's kavana was that he'll finish off with Yaakov, and then Esav will kill Yishmael, and then take over. So that's the kavana of the final goddess. The final goddess is there. So that's in the machshava of Esav. But that's not what's going to happen, Bezrat Hashem. We have a haftacha that that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to come and it's going to save us from the goddess of Esav and Yishmael. This is not terror now. This is anyone has his own ideas in politics and whatever. So this is something that maybe is yes, maybe is no. But if a person understands the basis, and I've heard this from people, the basis of the establishment of the city of Eretz Yisrael, the world knows, right? The Americans became a world power, superpower, through all the German Jews that went, Oppenheimer created the bomb with Einstein. All the German Jews that went to America basically made America a superpower. America became the financial world, became the Jews. We all know how many Jews in finance, we all know how many Jews in physics, we don't have to mention names, right? But psychology that came through after the Second World War, when all the people came from the Holocaust, or beforehand with Freud, we know the birth of psychology, where it came from. We know the birth of a lot of the isms, where they came from. Marxism, and all the, I'm not saying these are good things, but we know when the doors were open, Esav opened his doors to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people left yeshivas and went to universities, which some people say, I'm not saying a reason, no reason can be given for the Holocaust, but some people say that when that happened, that brought on whatever happened in Nazi Germany. But I'm not saying that's the reason, I'm just saying that's what some people might say. It's that you can never give an answer to something like that. There's no real answers you can answer to anyone who was killed in the Holocaust. That's something that's not fair to answer. But it can be understood a little bit. Now, if you understand that, there was a fear that these, before the Jewish people had a place to live, before then, there were no problems with the Sephardi Jews, not major problems. All the pogroms, all the things were mainly by the Ashkenazi Jews in the lands of Esav in the Western world. There were not problems with the Christian church, none of these problems with the Arabs. The Arabs, generally speaking, and the Frum Jews that were there, lived more or less relatively good lives. They started having problems when they started to ask, who started to build Eretz Yisrael. The British, when they brought the Jews in here, made the problems between the Jews and the Arabs, and the Western world continues to do that. The reason so being is, if you understand a little bit of what's happening in this country has a very, very good economy. We sell most of our products that we sell, we don't sell cars to the world, we sell ideas. You know these Onki? Weizmann Institutes. Intel has a firm here, Google has firms here, the Jewish brain, medical products, all different types of products, right? Some people came from MIT and went to Hebrew U and said that the brain power was in Hebrew U, they couldn't believe. And they said that anyone who goes through computer science at MIT, what they do in the army is much, much better. So, I'm just saying, the technology that's in this country And given that 50% of the resources of this country go on the army, and it still has a very, very good economy with all the wars and all the problems that there are here, has one of the best economies in the world. They were very fearful, the nations of the world. If you have a little country in the middle of the world, surrounded with all this manpower of the Arabs and all this oil, that the Jews are going to be this miniature Japan in the middle of the world and take over financially with the Arabs the whole of Europe. So they placed us here in a turmoil and created this turmoil between us and the Arabs, so that we would be fighting and the Arabs would never learn from us to use their money and their resources to develop their countries. Instead, what they're doing, the rich are getting richer in the Arab countries through the oil, and the poor are remaining poorer, and there's no education, there's no nothing. The only Arabs who are the highest educated are those in Israel. The average, you don't have middle class Arabs in the world. You only have middle class Arabs in Israel. Who are doctors, who are professors, who are lawyers, who are all these things. The standard of living of the Arabs is one of the highest in this country than in any of the Arab countries, and they know that. I'm not talking about Gaza and things, but I'm talking about the Israeli Arabs who live in Israel. So if you understand that, you understand very well that Esav doesn't want Ishmael. He'll make Ishmael do his dirty work. And he doesn't want Ishmael to have dominion. America is in Iran or in all of these places for a very simple reason. Money, which is called oil. They're not interested in human rights and stuff like that. It's not about human rights. It's about money. And it's about having dominion there. And the way they can have dominion is by creating this chaos. And it's another thing, the chaos within the Arab worlds, we know that that's something that might have been caused by outside people. But okay, that's it. So now if you understand that, you can understand very well how this all fits with Midrashei Chazal. And if you understand the political system here, I'll just tell you one little thing that happened many, many years ago, but you can understand it. The moment they want the religious people to come out of yeshivas and go fight in the army, the tops of the army after this last war said, we don't need such a big army. First of all, there's only women in the army. They said, we don't need such a big army. First of all, big army costs a lot of money just in feeding it, just in having camps, just in looking after the army. They said, it's much better to have a small professional army because we're not having wars. We're having guerrilla warfare. In guerrilla warfare, you need a technical army. You need to send in robots, you need to send in drones, you need to send in commandos. You don't need to send in a big army because you have major losses. This was the tops of the army speaking, written in a newspaper, Haaretz newspaper. So, but if you want to understand, there's really no need for having so many people. They don't even need the non-religious. 50% of Tel Aviv don't go to the army. But without saying that, they have no need for us. And they certainly have no need for women being in the army. Okay, having said all of that, I'll just tell you something. The left here is definitely what I would call the Erev Rav. Because why would I say that? Because when you hear, this would never happen in any country in the world that Jews would speak in such a way. But in this country, they went through. They decided that those who don't go to the army, i.e. from people and the Arabs, are not going to get paid for their children. So it went through, and then a whole group of the left were very against it. And they came in Knesset and said, how can you do this? How can you take away from the Arabs the Kitzbat Yeladim? They weren't worried about the Frum Jews not getting money for their children. They weren't about the Arabs not getting money for their children. You can believe that. That's how Jews... This is the Arab Rav. This is what the Gror means. In the final generation, the Shlita in Eretz Israel will be in the Arab Rav. And the Arabs. You see, anyone who has a brain in his head, go to Telstone. Go to any of the Arab villages. See how they build. They get free electricity, free water. They can build. Go have a look. See how people live in a Frum neighborhood. Even here in Naunov, people live in high-rise houses. You go to the Arab neighborhoods, they have villas They have big houses. They have plenty of land. They're not living in Golas. We're in Golas, not them.